Hello and welcome to the Top 5 right here at Press TV. I'm Marzia Hashimi. Thanks so much for being with us. First story takes us to Afghanistan, where the countdown has begun for Saturday's presidential election. This is the country's third presidential race since the U.S.-led invasion in 2001. Eight candidates are running in the election, as outgoing President Karzai is constitutionally barred from seeking a third term. Opinion polls suggest that former ministers of finance and foreign affairs, Ashraf Ghani and Abdullah Abdullah, as well as the current foreign minister, Zelmay Rasool, are the front runners. But the country's independent elections commission has delivered all election material to over 6,000 polling stations across the country. However, according to the IEC, nearly 750 voting stations will remain closed due to security concerns. Security is now tight across the country after the Taliban militants vowed to disrupt the vote. Well, let's cross over to Kabul, joined by Press TV's correspondent, Faiz Khorshid. Faiz, good to have you with us. Now, Faiz, please fill us in on the situation, especially in the capital. Is it overall calm now leading up to the election? Just fill us in on things, please.
So far, it's calm here in Kabul, Marzia. We see that Afghan security forces have been put on high alert to prevent any possible Taliban attacks on the election day. There are checkpoints every few hundred meters in this city, and it's now the job of about 200,000 Afghan security forces to protect over 6,000 polling stations across this country tomorrow. As you know, the election will be held tomorrow across this country, and President Hamid Karzai, in a televised speech, asked all Afghans to come out, defy the Taliban threats and attacks, and vote. He said that it would be a great response to those who believe in voting. But insecurity is not the only concern. It's also fraud concerns, and many here expect irregularities. It would be amazing for many here if votes are not stolen, but the Afghanistan Independent Election Commission, which is responsible to facilitate this election, is now made up of exclusively Afghans. And people in this commission told us that they trained more staff, and now they have good methods to detect fraud on the election day. And it's, of course, a big test for this nation to prove that they can govern their country themselves without the help of foreign countries. So the clock is ticking for a decisive political moment in this country.
Well, tell us exactly, as far as the polls, the time that they open, how long they're expected to open, overall expectations on election day, for example. Are you expecting over there a high turnout or not?
Well, the polling stations will open at 7 a.m. tomorrow morning in major cities of this country. We have been told by the election workers that the sensitive and non-sensitive election materials have been already sent to the polling stations. As you know, security is a big concern for the Afghan people. Some Afghans told me that in their villages they would not be able to go to the polling stations, cast their votes, because of the fears from the Taliban. They said if they go and cast their votes, their fingers would be chopped off by the Taliban militants. And Taliban, especially in eastern parts of this country, have now launched a new campaign, and that is offering $5 for each villager to stay away from the polling stations. But many Afghans are telling us that this is a very historic moment for them. This election is all about their future. Say they would defy the Taliban threats and go to the polling stations and pick their next president. Now, it remains to be seen how the election workers would do the administration of this election. So all eyes are now on Afghan security forces and people inside the Afghanistan Independent Election Commission.
All right, thank you so much for that update out of Kabul. Press TV's correspondent, Faiz Khorshid.